following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. I'm sorry.
Are you still at home by yourself?
No, huh?
She's back?
Yeah, they've been back. They came back Tuesday.
If it gets quiet around, you know, when my wife goes to Tallahassee or whatever, mm-hmm. if it gets quiet like that, I'll start dozing off and get sleepy.
Mm. Yeah, I do too when it's quiet around the house, mm-hmm. you know. And, matter of fact, last night I laid on the couch and I was, you know.
That sounded funny when it's quiet.
When I was playing a game on my tablet, and I was laying on the couch, and then, I don't know, they came in, woke me up. But
so you was napping.
Yeah. Yesterday, I just yawned and yawned. It was, even now. I mean, with this misty, coldy, you know, cold, misty, raining weather like that, mm-hmm. to me, it just makes me want to go to sleep.
That's right.
Well, what I've heard is that the rain sucks a lot of, when it's raining out, there's less oxygen in the air, and so you naturally feel a little more sleepy because you have less oxygen with every intake. But I don't know if that's true, but that's what I heard.
Wow. I guess it could be because the rain, I guess, could, you know, push the oxygen down. You figure it's in the air, and the rain's going to push the air down.
Mm-hmm. I think the water absorbs some of the oxygen.
Mm. Well, and we know water does absorb oxygen because that's what keeps bait and fish and all that alive. You know?
Amen to that.
Yeah. And then, but anyway, yes, I mean, I just thought that was kind of interesting that we were throwing different things and, you know, and actually throwing different sometimes the same area, but then different areas, you know. At times, you know, Chris and I throw in the same spot, and then, you know, you throw over there, you know, in the same spot at times, Ted. But, you know, in catching this trout like we did, you know, and looking at that area that we were throwing, I mean, they were, I would say some of those areas you were throwing were 100, 120 feet off that dock. Yeah, because I had the boat out away from the dock quite a ways. Yeah. So, you know, and thinking like that, it's like having those fish that far out, they weren't all at the dock, and they weren't all 120 feet out. They were spread out in a pretty good, like, 100-foot-wide gap in there that they were in that area.
How many did you actually catch on that curly-tail grub?
One.
Just one?
Mm-hmm. Which was amazing because we were talking about coming back and talking about the fish bites. It could have been several reasons that I didn't, you know, catch them on there. But I'm going to tell you the Fight Club fish bite that I used, that thing had the most limber, I would guess how you say it, the most limber tail of any artificial I've ever used. I mean, you could just barely move that thing, and the tail wiggled like it was swimming. Mm-hmm. And I'm surprised that, you know, and you never know. I mean, it could have been, you know, when I had it on the float like that, that I wasn't allowing it to get down deep enough. Or, of course, using a bomber, you know, catching them in that same spot, you know, I don't let the bomber go down deep either. You know, I try to keep it up, you know, a bit more. But,
yeah, I don't think you were running that bomber that deep. I think it'll go like 5-6 feet. And you were like 3.
Yeah, that bomber will go 2 to 3 feet.
Was it 2 to 3 feet?
Depending on the speed. Now, you can get another bomber that's got what they call the pro bomber, which has like 6 larger BBs in it, and it'll dive 6 to 8 feet, or 4 to 6 feet. 4 to 6 feet. I'm sorry.
I thought that was the one you had.
And no,
it have the BBs in it. Oh, okay.
It has two little ones up in the throat, but the other bomber looks just like it. You can buy them. They look. They got the same colors exactly and everything, but they have the larger BBs, which pulls it down deeper as you work it. Now they'll still float, even with those BBs. They'll still float, but when you start working it down, it allows it to come down deeper. So, I mean, you still, you know, you have to watch where you're working those, because like in that area we were at, I would have probably got hung up on the bottom using the deeper bomber, you know. So, you know, thinking of how deep it was in that area, because we weren't very deep, you know, in the area we were in. So, you know, but that just kind of shows you there must have been something in there, or, you know, as the tide was dropping, the natural shrimp in that area or something, because I didn't see that much mullet. So I'm thinking the natural shrimp in that area, you know, probably flowing through there or whatever, and the shrimp was, I mean, the trout was in there after them. Because, I mean, we were actually just catching, releasing them. So I didn't see any of them spit up any shrimp or anything like that. So that was kind of weird.
Did you initially reposition the boat so I could get that fish without him breaking me off? Because we just
moved it so you can catch more.
They jumped my fish.
Now, actually, the back of the boat was sitting over there, and you started catching fish. So we,
never happen.
So
come
we moved
on,
the
guys.
Boat around so we could all
y'all
catch.
Would never do that. Come on.
Well, I had caught that first one.
Yeah.
But caught that one trout over on the grass bank, you know, when we first got in that area. It was way over by the island. And, you know, that was the only thing, that was the only hit we got in there. So then we went all the way across, you know, to the other areas and stuff and started working them. So I had caught one up that dock. I mean, he was halfway up that dock, you know, toward the bank, and which is where I normally fish for, Matt. All right. And I have been in there and thrown in there and not catch him and move on down to the next dock. Thinking of that, how that worked that day, I won't be doing that no more. I'll be throwing before I get to that dock. Mm-hmm. Because if you try to go up, you know, like I did to work that dock. Now we just happened to come from the other way, mm-hmm. you know, because normally if I would come in, say, all the way from the bridge area that way, I would have went through those trout before I'd have started fishing that dock. I'd have went right through those trout. Mm-hmm. See? So normally, like I say, what I would do now is totally different than what I would normally do, because now I would go up there and I would try to work that area first to see if they're out there. There again, that was the first of the outgoing tide. So you have to pay attention to that too. You could go in there on the last of the income, and they may not be there yet, because they may be 800 feet up the bank somewhere. And on the outgoing, they're going to follow that path going out there.
Yeah, I think you're right, because wasn't there a lot? I saw a bunch of mullet way up in the grass.
Yeah.
So that's probably where they were in the high tide.
Remember that grass patch? Mm-hmm. That little tuft of grass that was probably about, you know, 100 foot out from the bank.
Yeah.
That I couldn't quite reach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kept seeing stuff up in there. And but, yeah, that area, I was like, until we started hooking fish, I was like, what is the deal here? This is, like, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whenever you get in a place like that, you know, you always think, well, everything's perfect except I'm not getting schwanked by a fish here. So.
And then as the day got prettier, the bite got worse.
Yeah.
You noticed that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, by the time we went to the creeks, I mean, you threw over there and boom, you hit that red as soon as it hit the water.
Yeah. That was pretty cool there.
You know, and there again, using Rob Coxey's no-brainer hook. See, that thing worked great.
Well, thanks for sharing your pets like that. Yeah, one of my pets is sitting right, cast right there.
Yeah, and you went over
he was waiting on you.
I think he saw it coming through the air.
Yeah, he was waiting on you. 222-8255. Give us a call. I know there's not a lot of you out there fishing this morning. And we'll be back.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun, but at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hookers offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport Shrimp, Seared Tuna, and Spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. And, yeah, we went up in the creeks on the same day. And, of course, you got one nice keeper red to start with. And, I mean, that was the first, I think, first spot we went to. And then it just got worse and worse after that. So we, you know, kind of gave it up and came on back in. But
what size was the trout? We caught one tree keeper trout, too. Was it?
I think 17 and a half, 17 and three quarters. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what I measured him at. Mm-hmm. And the red was 19. Mm-hmm. 17, pushing 18 on the trout. And so now the pressure's on. My neighbor stopped me. Yes, he goes, "Do you ever get any speckled trout?" I'm like, "Yeah." He goes, and he gave me a beautiful American flag. So I was like, I owe him. I'm like, "Charles, next time," I said, I'm gonna get you a trout real
there
soon.
There you go.
I'll get you a trout. He's a good guy. I got good neighbors.
I like the way they put on these weather forecasts when they say it's going to be breezy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm wondering who they paid to get out there in that
30
in
knots.
That stuff.
30 knots,
17 knots, 47 degrees, and seven blowing blowing out of the west northwest at 17 at the Sand Dollar restaurant. They just had a live feed from there. I was like, ooh.
I think they got a camera on a post out there.
Oh, do they? There you go. That's the way to go.
Like the one they have at Doctor's Inlet. Yeah. They have one at Doctor's Inlet too. It's on the
They'd need to pay me a bunch to get out there. So I'm like, yeah, go with the mounted camera.
Yeah, you got a high today. Going to be 56 degrees. Love it. In that much wind, yeah.
And add to the mist, which
that's
makes
exactly
it
what I want to do.
Dank and nasty.
I'll get out there and try it.
Huh?
I'll get out there and try it.
Well, that's because you're camped out. You gotta go. You gotta go out there. You gotta go home.
Yeah. So you're camping at Huguenot Park, and Hannah Park. So camping at Hannah Park out there, how far do you walk to get to the surf?
Not very far. There's a parking lot out over the boardwalk on this one side of the boardwalk, and you go through there, and there's the beach.
Oh, okay. Do you drive to the parking lot from your camper?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you don't walk from the camper all the way there.
No, you could, but not carrying all that stuff.
Yeah.
But
do you have a beach cart?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I like the one that has those balloon tires on it, though.
Mm. Can't you just get balloon tires and put on it?
You can, yeah.
Yeah.
But you have to find them. They're out there. They're a little expensive. But it's still, you can put them on that cart, yeah. They'll make it pulling it across that sand much easier.
Oh, I bet.
Who markets those tires? I don't see them around. I haven't searched around, the big balloony.
Yeah.
Ones to have.
Yeah, they're about $100, depending on what size.
For a set?
The gray ones or the orange ones.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, that's for, yeah.
Are they hard plastic or are they rubber?
They're like a rubber.
So they're
like
filled with air?
Rubber. Yeah. Rubber tight, like an inner tube.
They're not $100 each, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, heck with that. I'm like.
Wow.
Hey, AAA, I got a flat on my surf cart. Will you take care of me? Call AAA.
That might have been just the website I was on, but that's what I was seeing on that website.
Wow.
They were about $100.
Well,
looks like you could get some of those hard plastic. I've seen some hard plastic ones, but they're not, you don't put air in them. They just, that way they don't ever get flat either.
Yeah, that would seem to me to be the way to go if they could make them the same profile. Great big like that.
Yeah.
Because it's all about the surface area that makes it easy to pull it through the sand.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the thing you wanted, we went up and tried to fish for reds in the creeks on the same day. It was pretty slow. And I think, it was the front coming in, stuff like that. I think it just got worse and worse. The bite did that day. Talked to Bill. He caught, I think he caught a couple of trout or a trout and a red, something like that day. And, talked to, some other people, friends of mine, that were, having a pretty slow day. So I think he caught a couple of trout and then, I think a red. I think that's the day he caught the trout and the red. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I was trying to get over there to ask him.
Yeah,
did you get over there quick enough?
I don't think. I just don't remember because he told me. I know he went out another day and got it. So, I know it might have been the other day he told me about that he got the red and the trout. So I don't remember. But looking at all that stuff, I think as that front came through, I think it just started shutting the bite down, as that front got closer and closer. And it's kind of weird. I know how it seems to do that. I used to think it didn't affect fish that were deeper down, like the bull reds. But my last bull red trip, we had a front coming in that night, and it seemed like it really did affect them too. So I don't know, if they could feel that pressure that far up, it just seems to me like it's when those fronts happen like that, it just seems to me like it's it shuts them down completely. And then you turn right around. Some days you go out there and it'd be looking like this. And then in the afternoon, you know, it starts clearing up. And then all of a sudden it just, you know, the bite just turns on.
Or,
and I think this barometer rising.
Yeah, a lot of times also, if you can handle the skunky conditions, they're chewing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, because
I was just thinking about that. Now out at the jetties for sheep's head, you would have a hard time catching anything out there with that as rough as it's been.
Right.
So they're probably sitting there pretty hungry.
Oh, yeah.
The first flat day you get, you can go out there at least where you can handle it.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be chewing like crazy.
Yeah. The problem is
getting had no pressure and wow.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is getting out there, like you say, because of the roughness, you know. And then there's another point when you're getting, when you're taking people fishing like that too. If you're really used to the roughness and used to the bite and being able to, you know, work with the waves, ride the waves, so to speak, with your rod, you know, then you can, you're able to catch them, you know. But then, you know, if you're sitting out there and how a lot of people will sit and hold the rod stiff, and that way when the boat goes up foot and a half,
your
bait's going up foot and a half, you know, and then when it goes down, then you got slack line. And the next time it goes up, you know, I mean, that's when you lose your bait and don't even know it, you know.
Catch you a rock.
Remember you were just talking about that young lad that schooled that guy that took him? My next door neighbor went out with a guy, and his son said his son once he figured out all he needed was like one time to figure out keeping the jig down, you know, for the sheeps.
Yeah.
He said he was all over that. He said his son just started like waxing them and that was maybe a week ago.
Yeah, well, see, and that's the thing with sheephead, you know, you can kind of get to that point, you know, to where you, once you get that, I call it timing, once you get that timing down, you pretty well got it. Hey, Taylor.
Hey.
What's going on?
How you doing?
I didn't see you. Hey, Taylor. Good morning.
It feels colder today than it was yesterday.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, Taylor, I guess it's
great.
You could go fishing now because nobody was going to want their car wash because of this misty rain.
I thought it was going to back out yesterday, though, but the tide never backed out.
Yeah, it was over the end of the dock at my ramp near my house.
Yeah, and if you go fishing for sheephead, you know, the water's already covered the rocks, and it's just not good.
Well, yeah, and, you know, we have had some extreme high tides. I mean, it's been up in the parking lot of the boat ramps. It's been you know, coming up through the grates, I saw in the news, I think it was last night, how one of the areas, South Shores, I think it was called, one of the neighborhoods where the tide was coming up through the grates, bubbling up, you know, through the storm drain.
Where's this, Jax?
And flooding the roads.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, it's these tides have been really high. So,
yeah,
you know, we get back to kind of normal, I think that's going to help the fishing out a lot because even the low tides.
It's a trout and sheephead.
Yeah, even the low tides have not been low, you know. So,
I was going to tell you, I watch a lot of YouTube videos, and I was watching this guy. He lives in Oklahoma, and he loves the fish, but he fishes the ponds because, you know, there ain't no ocean in Oklahoma. And he said he would always get run off of these ponds and stuff. He said, one day I'm going to build a house, and I won't get run off anymore. So he built the house, and then he dug out this pond. And the house sits over the pond, and he's got a trap door, and he fishes anytime he wants.
So he fishes right out of his living room or something?
Yeah, right out of his living room. He said in the cold winter months, he said he could fish anytime.
That's pretty awesome. Neat. Man.
Wow.
I like that idea.
Up, there's a video on YouTube. It's called Oklahoma Man Builds a Home Over the Pond Fishes. You can find it.
Okay. Yeah, I'll check that out. I like that idea.
I'll text it to you. I'll find the video and send it to you.
Okay.
Sounds good.
You been fishing, Taylor?
A little bit, but it's like these flood tides, I haven't been able to.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
They're fixing to cut us off, Taylor.
Cutting us off.
Yeah.
All right, I'll catch y'all later then.
Hey, thanks, Taylor. I appreciate
it. Thanks for calling,
bro. I look forward to checking that out.
Have a good day.
All right, start there.
All right. We'll be back.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. AAA says, as usual, Thanksgiving will be a busy travel holiday, especially on the roads. Some 55 million Americans will be traveling over the upcoming holiday. That is close to a record high number of travelers. Gasoline prices expected to be about 5 cents cheaper per gallon than they were last year. Kamala Harris faces a challenge now as she reorients her presidential campaign to focus almost exclusively on Iowa. It will hold the first in the nation caucus in February. The people who come to see her walk away impressed by and large, but that has not been translating into a groundswell of support. Her aides say a top three finish in Iowa is necessary to keep her presidential aspirations alive this time around. The death of a 16-year-old boy who killed two students and wounded three others at his Southern California high school has left investigators struggling to discover what prompted the surprise attack. This is SRN.
So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry with 400,000 members. They've shared over $2 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. And with MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And that's a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
It's a simple truth. Everything's better with baby back ribs. Mondays, your wedding day, and any day, if we're being honest. So right now, for a limited time at Sonny's Barbecue, you can add a half rack of baby backs to any entree for just $5. Or go full rack with our signature baby back rib dinner. Served with two sides and bread for just $14.99. Sonny's Barbecue. Local pitmasters since 68.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, November 23rd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. Saturday, November 23rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue. And Saturday, November 23rd at 5 p.m. through December 31st, it's the 2019 Jack's Beach Deck the Chairs display on the oceanfront at Jacksonville Beach.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Are you tired of pre-recorded financial shows that try to scare you into buying annuities and life insurance products? I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee. Together we host the Van Wee Financial Hour, live every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Van Wee Financial is a fee-only financial planning and asset management company here on Florida's First Coast.
We bring you current financial information and analysis without the scare tactics.
Most of all, we answer your financial and investing questions live on the air.
Tune into the Van Wee Financial Hour and call us every Saturday morning at 10 right here on AM 600 and FM 101.1 WBOB.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
It'll be mostly sunny most of the weekend with highs into the low 60s. Those temperatures will continue through Wednesday. Then we'll be looking into the lower 70 temperatures by Thursday and Friday. Clear nights with lows into the middle 40s and then lows into the 50s by Thursday night.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. And, thinking of these higher tides like Taylor was talking about out there at Sisters Creek. I mean, I've seen him up and around that island now, you know, where the concrete island between, you know, the areas where you pull up and back down, back down to the ramp. And that tide's been all up in there. You can see the grass is hanging up on the asphalt and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and it amazes me the number of, or the amount of people that back their vehicles down into that salt water and launch the boat and go anyway. You know,
I've seen you just park the boat and just wait till it goes down before you get it out.
I mean, you think about the damage to your vehicle and everything. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, so, I'd come back, about 3 weeks ago. I came back one day and the tide was way up in there like that. And I was, you know, I came there about an hour after high tide thinking, okay, it's going to be dropping down by the time I get, you know, get up there and tied to the dock and all that stuff. But anyway, I got up there, it was still way up in there. And I saw somebody put a real nice, I think it was a Tahoe or something. They backed down in there, you know.
That the one that had the bubbles coming out of the tailpipe?
Bubbler pump.
But you see that other guy? I don't know what he was doing. He cranked his motor up on the boat, on the trailer. I mean, on the boat.
Uh-huh.
But while the guy was banking, dropping him down the ramp, yeah, he cranked it up and was running it out of the water for good 3-4 minutes.
That amazes me when I see that. I'm like, do you have any idea
how
fast that impeller heats up in that housing when it isn't immersed in water?
Whenever I used to, I had a repair manual for an Evinrude, and you can look it up online. Same thing. You could look it up online if you wanted to Google it and look at the water pump impeller on an outboard motor when it's dry, and it'll show you the condition of it in 10 seconds. 30 seconds and 1 minute of it running out of the water. And it's not pretty at all. I mean, at 1 minute, it's already coming apart a lot, you know.
Yeah.
So when you think of that, when you think of that thing, how it is actually, it's not just a flat impeller. It is before you put it in. But when they put it in that casing, they have to turn that impeller to get it in there because it is so much bigger than the casing it goes in.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you crank that motor up, that thing's turning. As soon as you crank it up, it's turning. And it is against that casing itself. And, I mean, that thing is just, I mean, you're talking about the heat that must go through in the first 30 seconds of it spinning around dry.
There was a plant extract additive that you could siphon up when you're doing your motor flush. It would siphon it out of came with a whole siphon fixture and everything. And I was running that in my Evinrude for years. And then they went out of business and quit selling it. But at the boat show, they had two different water pumps out of an outboard. One they had coated with that additive, and then the other one was dry. The dry one you could not turn the impeller, but the one with the plant extract you could. Their deal was, look how well this preserves your impeller, and it doesn't take as much. It doesn't rob horsepower to turn it, and it was good stuff. I used to use it every few trips. But honestly, to tell you the truth, it was oily, you know,
just lubricated between the rubber and the casing.
Mm-hmm. It was supposed to also free up the salts and flush the salts out of there. But supposedly they said it was made with a natural plant extract. I was sorry when they went out of business. It was something or other flush, and I used to use it a lot. And, it just felt oily. You didn't want to get it on the floor of the boat or anything.
So. I wonder how that does if it's oily. You know, you have the anodes, you know, the, what do you call it?
You hit it. The anodes inside.
Anodes, that, I think I call them anodes or something. I don't know, but anodes that are in your water jackets also. So I wonder if you have an oily substance, would it keep that from corroding, which, you know, that needs to corrode to keep your engine self-control.
Yeah.
I know a fellow that used to put his motor in a barrel that was had a pretty good heavy solution of antifreeze in it. He'd run it in that barrel and then let it the thermostat open up and pull a lot of that in there into the motor, and then he would shut it off and then let it and then put it away like that. And that of course, you know, antifreeze has a little lubricant to it.
It does.
He swore by it. He'd done it all the time. Of course, he didn't. In the winter, he hunted, so his boat set.
Yeah,
most of the time in the wintertime. So he would do that, and his propeller in that water pump would last for 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, there again, if he puts his boat up during the winter, of course it's going to last longer.
Well, you know, dry rot you have, you know, and also in the motor, coating that inside that, which it don't normally get.
Right.
And it makes your thermostat last longer and just setting in that.
I wonder if those impellers now are out of some kind of more, with the way they've made advances in technology, I'm wondering if they've got a more heat resistant or a heat tolerant silicone impregnated rubber or what it is.
They may. No.
It's good if you forget to pop open that little valve on the hose when you're go fire your motor. Ooh, I didn't turn the hose on. Oops.
Yeah.
Give you a little leeway, you know.
So with this water temperature chilling down like this, I think the sheep's head and the trout is going to really fire up. Now, they've been catching pompano quite a bit off the George P. Crady Bridge. In Nassau Sound. I've seen and talked to several people who's caught, you know, several pompano up there, and not small ones, keepers. I mean, nice keepers. And they have been, you know, when I see the guys that I know is heading out there, talk to them at the Browns Creek when I'm getting bait, and they're catching pretty regular out there now.
Any on fiddlers?
No, none on fiddlers that I know of. They're catching some black drum up there, too.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of anything on fiddlers up there.
Oh, man, love me some black drum. In fact, I'll take Charles some trout, but I'll probably give him a little sample of some black drum, trim the bloodline out, and say, now you check this out.
Yeah, really.
I said, you tell me if there's a... Hands down, because, you know, either one, I'll take either one. Those are two of my favorite, black drum and trout.
Yeah, and I think once he had a taste of the drum, he would like that too.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I'm hoping the croakers are still around. I don't know if they are or not. I hadn't been out there croaker fishing now in almost 2 weeks. You know, well, I think y'all been since I've been. I think y'all have. I think y'all, last time y'all went croaker fishing.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when John went with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I can't wait for the sheep's head. I can't wait to get out there at the jetties for the sheep's head. But,
yeah, that was on a Thursday, the Thursday before the Monday that we all fished.
Yeah, it looks like I might have to have my boat rewired there for the trolling motor part. I guess when they built this boat, they must either nick the wire, you know, put a screw in a wire or something or other that now that it's taken this long to corrode up or something. But, you know, to make my trolling motor do what it's doing, it's just, you know, driving me crazy. So I'm taking it to Matt, and he's done, you know, some stuff to it. And one of the things we don't think about a lot, too, is when we're looking at and focusing on trolling motors is like, you know, he tested my cranking batteries. And I got to thinking about those. Those are original batteries. They've been in there for 4 years. So
on a boat.
Yeah, don't want to be stuck out there, you know, without a cranking battery. So I got two new cranking batteries and put back in there.
Good.
So, you know,
good move.
ready to go for a while again. But that shows you what that step charge, that stealth charger keeps them cranked. I mean, keeps them charged really good.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mendrin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and blackened mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hooker's offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. And so anyway,
in stereo.
Yeah. Hopefully this week, like I say, it's going to be in the 40s at night, 60s during the day. We know that water temperature is on the move. It's, you know, got to be already dropped. I hadn't been out there in the past few days because of the weather. But we know it's, you know, it's got to be dropping. So hopefully it'll get these fish, you know, kind of stirring around. I know when it first drops like that, sometimes it will slow, you know, some of the fish down, but I would say, you know, from the weather we've had the past couple of days, that it's already dropped enough to, you know, it's got these fish fired up. So,
and if you like to eat mullet, the mullet boats are showing up thick. Mm-hmm. So I saw them down at the ramp yesterday, and if you like to eat mullet, and a lot of people do, they're apparently grab your net and go get you some
smoked mullet dip.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, most people make that with potatoes instead of fish.
Really?
You know that? Yeah.
No.
They put a flavoring in there. Yeah.
Huh?
No, no. See, yeah. I put real mullet in there.
My pop raised me on this stuff they used to sell in the A&P called Buccaneer Spread, and that was smoked mullet dip. But they called it Buccaneer Spread, but if you looked on the jar, it said smoked mullet, and I was like, oh, my goodness, that on a Ritz cracker? Or a saltine, doesn't matter.
Yeah, I grew up, you know, eating also smoked mullet. You know, you could find, you know, you used to get them at places like Trout River and all that, you know, where they came in tinfoil, you know, where they smoked them. And those things used to be so good. You know, those big mullet, you know, they used to be so good. And but anyway, I don't think, you know, there's too many places. I know there's a couple of places because we had talked about this before on the air, and somebody had sent me, you know, some information of where they were. I can't remember offhand now, but, you know, where you could get them. But they sure don't do it like they used to. Because used to you could get them quite a few places.
You know? You remember that fellow lived up toward, I think it was toward Callahan or whatever. He was a Betts net. A Betts representative or something. He did an awesome video on how to cast a cast net real easy. And he would he was pushing Betts's nets, but he showed in one of his things where they looked like they were down near Sebastian, and he said back in the day, he showed an old deserted shack. It was a fishing shack, and he said back in the day there was two choice there was one choice for fishing. And they fished with nets, and it was mullet and more mullet.
Hmm.
And so apparently they used to eat a lot of mullet back in the day.
Probably easy, you know, easier to catch, things like that. I mean, you think about it.
Yeah.
You know, I know they sell these fish traps now that you can get, you know, quite a few fish in them when you bait them up and send them down. But the problem with it is it looks like smaller fish, like you get pinfish and all that stuff in it. Of course, for people who don't fish a lot, you know, that probably looks like it's very interesting. I've seen the videos, you know, of them dropping it down and picking it up, and it's got, you know, 15-20 fish in it, you know, of all kinds of little fish. But, you know, there again, it's like, you know, wanting to clean little fish. So, you know, I know pinfish are good. They're porgy, just like a sheep's head, but, you know, I wouldn't want to clean one unless he was at least 1.5 pounds or so, you know.
My favorite something YouTube like that. Is that guy that threw that cast net and got like 40 sheep's head in it off that dock over in the Gulf. Yeah. I was like, oh, man.
I know. I mean, that's just amazing. I mean, can you imagine those spines and those sheep head tearing that net all to pieces?
Oh, wow.
I mean, but, you know, they kept throwing it, so I don't know if it tore it up or if it just, you know, they repaired it between the cast or what. But, yeah, they got a bunch of sheep's head on that video.
In that cast net video I was just talking about, where the guy was talking about mullet, he threw it over some mullet, and he got a nice bunch of mullet in there, but he also got about a 4-pound sheep's head in there, which was real nice.
Yeah, whatever down there.
Sure, they reached their maximum limit real quick with that net. They say 40 of them?
Sheep's head?
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy that's, that video that guy does over here off the dock, like he's talking about.
Yeah.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm sure he got the bag limit right quick.
Yeah, but, I mean, there's several people on the docks. So it depends, you know.
Yeah, this is the bag limit. I haven't checked on
well,
it.
Well, it's
bag
eight
different
now.
Over there in the Gulf?
No, huh? It's everywhere in the state of Florida.
Good.
But back when that video was made, it was still 15 per person, you know. But, yeah, I'm sure. I don't know. I mean, to me, that's pretty neat how he can throw off his dock and not lose his net, but yet catch fish that size, that quantity.
A structure-oriented fish without ripping the net up.
And he was kicking stuff off the dock, broken up barnacles and oysters or whatever. He's kicking it off the dock, and then he'd throw the net over it, which is a lot of what I've seen some of the netters do off the tip of the south jetties. I've seen him kick it off the dock, the front deck of the boat, and then and give it just like, you know, just a, I don't know, you know, 10 seconds, 15 seconds, whatever it was, and then they throw the net over it. And I've seen them pull up sheep's head like that. I mean, not 40 of them, of course, but I've seen him pull up probably 10 or so in a net at a time. And that just amazes me to be able to throw over those rocks down there and get that net back. Yeah, because you know those rocks has got to be full of oysters, yep. barnacles, anything that can grab a net. You know, so they've got to stop it, you know, before it gets to those rocks. You know,
I've never thrown anywhere near the jetties.
Me either. You know, I always made sure I was in the sand. You know.
Yeah, but, I like my net. I take good care of it.
Well, and I hate that.
Don't want to get it back.
If you were to lose it out there, I mean, imagine how that would impede your fishing in that area. Because, I mean, you got a big net, you know, especially 8 or 10 foot net that's stretched out across those rocks. You couldn't sheephead fish over it or anything, you know. Yeah. I mean, you'd
that
be,
creates Velcro bottom.
You'd be getting hung up, you know, every time you dropped a bait in there.
Exactly.
So. But anyway, you know, like I say, looking at this stuff, the Pompano, the black drum should be starting to fire up pretty good too, although they've been a great black drum bite in St. Augustine and in Palm Valley. Now we've had a pretty okay bite for them going on up here. And I say okay, it's not like it's, you know, fabulous, but I think with this water temperature dropping like it is, I know some friends of mine sent me some information yesterday where they got some drum in the river. So I mean, you know, it's I think it got 4 or 5, I can't remember, I'd have to look at my text, but you know, I mean, when you're looking at stuff like that, I mean, I think it's going to increase it. I think this, we've been waiting on this water temperature to drop, and then all of a sudden, you know, we've been talking about wanting it to drop for a couple of months, and then now that it's, you know, this cold, I'm like, okay, steady it out about now, we'll be okay.
Yeah.
But let's get this weather a little better, you know.
Yeah, I stayed in shorts all day yesterday. I'm starting to acclimate to it.
Yeah, no misting, no rain, you know, for a little bit, and maybe have the sun come out. You know, when the sun comes out, it makes you feel better, even if it's cold, yeah. You know, it just makes you feel better. You know, you can feel it, especially on your back or on your face, you know, when you're out there on the boat. So I'm hoping, you know, that's going to do that. Get these, and like I said, get these speckled trout, the sheep's head, the black drum, the pompano, get all this fired up and, you know, allow people to get out there and have a good time and do some fishing.
Yeah, it should be one of the better, you know, this is one of my favorite times of the year. So I'm thinking, get past this little blow here.
Yeah.
Give it a go.
I was talking with Noel. He said, when we get a nice fair day, he said it will pick up in the surf too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it because of it being water temperature or what?
It's just been tore up out there. Yeah. It's because of the northeasterns. It's got it just, you know, waves out there. I mean,
yeah. Was the water dirty?
Well,
they were complaining about it. Yeah.
Because
dirty water everywhere.
So bad.
Yeah.
Kept it tore up.
I would imagine. Yeah.
The waves were coming way up the shore, up you know, up towards the boardwalk.
Oh, yeah. See, I don't even know, you know, where the boardwalk is out there. It's been so many years since I've been out there. But so I don't know how far that is up. But I know it's been high everywhere else. Oh, my goodness. It's been high. I know Chris sent a picture showing it past the dock of, you know, where you'd have to wade in the water to get onto the dock, you know. Mm-hmm. But I know the Mayport docks, there's a couple of them down there, is probably like that also.
Yeah.
Appreciate y'all coming in.
Hey,
enjoyed
always
it.
Enjoy
Thanks
it.
For asking.
Yeah. Enjoyed it again. Please stay tuned for
y'all get out there and make you a bite.
Yeah, buddy.
Ask an Attorney coming up next.